Welcome to Voice Assist. Headline: IIP declined by 1.2% year-on-year in February, as against plus 3.3% year-on-year growth previously. The February IIP came in at a four-month low, minus 1.2% year-on-year as compared to plus 3.3% year-on-year in the previous month. On a sequential basis, the metric contracted 5.2% as compared to the 4.5% month-on-month growth seen in January. In line with expectations, CPI inflation edged up to 3.81% year-on-year in February from 3.65% year-on-year previously. Food inflation continued to rise, and cereals printed 5.38% year-on-year, as against 5.3% year-on-year earlier. A significant development was the increase in core inflation, after posting a decline last month. The Securities and Exchange Board of India plans to make it mandatory for companies raising less than Rs 5 billion through IPO to appoint a monitoring agency to keep track of the use of funds. Petrol and diesel prices in some cities will be revised daily in sync with international rates, according to two officials from oil marketing companies. This will be effective from 1 May in five cities, including Pondicherry, Visakhapatnam, Udaipur, Jamshedpur and Chandigarh, as part of a pilot project. The Supreme Court said power companies couldn't raise preset tariffs if fuel becomes costlier due to changes in laws overseas, setting aside rulings by regulators and dealing a blow to Tata Power and Adani Power. US President Donald Trump ventured into monetary policy, expressing his preference for a weaker dollar. He also added that he would like the interest rates to be low to support it. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen has said that the focus of the monetary policy has shifted from stimulating the economy to sustaining growth. European Central Bank President Mario Draghi has said that he remains confident of the economic recovery that is underway in euro area. Bank of England's Mick O'Fitty has said that the only path to interest rate hikes would be a strengthening economy. His recent remarks are seen as a sign of moderation from his earlier hawkish stance. Equities were volatile for the week, mirroring the trend in Asian markets, and as investors are likely to maintain caution ahead of corporate earnings announcements. Release of weak key economic data and persisting geopolitical concerns following the US missile strike on Syria added to the uncertainty. Bias for domestic equities, however, remains positive, as foreign as well as domestic investors continue to invest in Indian markets on expectations of an earnings recovery in the new fiscal year. The likelihood of the RBI draining surplus liquidity from the banking system weighed on sentiment. Debt market sentiment remained weak after the RBI's policy statement last week, with most players expecting the central bank to soon detail measures to rein in surplus liquidity in the banking system. Indian bond prices were, however, sharply higher on Thursday morning. The yields are lower today, as the consumer price index-based inflation reading was lower than expected, along with support from declining US Treasury yields, which fell sharply on Wednesday. Oil is continuing its fall from the peak reached on Tuesday for the second day. OPEC has raised its forecast for supplies from non-member countries in 2017, anticipating increase in supply from US shale drillers has weighed in on the prices. Russian Energy Minister Alexander Novak has said that his country's output cuts would reach 250,000 barrels per day by mid-April. Gold is sustaining its recent high levels. Heightened tensions in the Korean Peninsula and Middle East are driving the current rally despite rising expectations of rate hike from the Federal Reserve. US President Donald Trump's preference for a weaker dollar and lower interest rates have supported the gold prices. US President Donald Trump's comments on the currency has weakened dollar against all the major currencies and the Indian rupee. However, equity performance is expected to weigh in on further movements. State-owned banks may also step up their purchases of the dollar to meet the government's demand for interest payments and defense-related payments. Thank you for listening.